From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Majapinto. The 45-year-old snowboarder who died in an avalanche on Sunday is identified as Raymond Matt Tozik of Salt Lake City. Avalanche forecasters who investigated say Tozik was riding alone without a beacon. Backcountry conditions are tricky today, according to the report from the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center. The combination of new heavy snow and recent strong winds have created unstable conditions atop a crumbly, weak base. A renewed effort to create a two-mile section of highway to bypass St. George is underway in Washington County. Known as the Northern Corridor, the idea has generated controversy for decades. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
Federal officials announced earlier this month that they would study the environmental impacts of a new Northern Corridor proposal. It marks the seventh time a highway crossing the Red Cliffs Desert Reserve has been floated. The reserve is home to the threatened Mojave Desert tortoise and is protected as a national conservation area. Sarah Thomas of Conserve Southwest Utah says that damaging the reserve is unnecessary. The group is proposing other ways to address traffic.
This can all be protected, and we can still get where we need to go in Washington County. It doesn't have to be an either-or.
Keith Rigtrip of the Bureau of Land Management says his agency wants as much public input as possible when it comes to what environmental impacts to focus on.
It's looking for information that we should consider. If there's studies, or if you have knowledge of resources out there, we'd like to know about those. It's also to suggest alternatives.
The BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are holding an open house tonight in St. George to answer questions and hear concerns. The public comment period closes January 6th. David Fox, KUER News.
Several dozen people gathered in Colorado's capital yesterday for the third and final day of a summit on vaccination. Ray Ellen Bichelle of our Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The summit featured a series of presentations full of reasons why people should not get their children immunized. Michelle Ames says that's a problem.
The world consensus is that vaccines are safe and effective and they save lives, period.
Ames is a spokesperson for Colorado Vaccinates, a coalition of groups aimed at increasing vaccination rates in the state. She says we're at a critical moment right now with low vaccination rates in parts of our region.
Outbreaks of deadly diseases like measles are happening now. And we have to get our vaccination rates up in the state of Colorado if we're going to keep our schools safe. And we're going to keep our communities healthy.
In the Mountain West, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah allow vaccine exemptions based on personal reasons. Other states only allow exemptions for medical or religious ones. On the other side of the globe, health workers in the island nation of Samoa are working to quell a measles outbreak that has sickened more than 5,200 people and killed more than 70, 60 of them children under the age of five. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Dinant College, the first post-high school institution established by an American Indian tribe, is now working to create a law school. At a recent symposium on the Navajo Nation, talks centered on topics ranging from the college's original mission and accreditation to student courses, judicial advocates, and which communities might be served by a law school. The director of the college's Navajo Sovereignty Institute, Rex Lee Jim, says the proposed law school ideally would specialize in emerging areas of Indian law that are significant to the Navajo Nation economy. Dinant College began in 1968 as the first tribe-controlled institution of higher learning in the U.S. It has campuses in Arizona and New Mexico. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.